The best of Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.
Good morning, Shona.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you this morning?
I'm great this morning, thank you.
How are you? He's in denial, Shona.
I know he's in denial, and we're going to look at it just now, actually.
I'd like to tell you, I've just been given the weather report by Justin, who is our producer. It's in front of me here. Look, it says here, sunny but cooler. Higher temperatures.
Sorry, so you're satisfied with a weather report that is three words?
Nope.
Sunny but cooler.
I've got Lisa van Staden saying it's... Okay, it's very cloudy here.
Yes. You actually, Parky, you just have to look outside the window.
No, there was someone...
And stand on the balcony.
Hang on.
The difficulty, Shona, is that we did take him outside and...
He's still in denial.
Exactly right.
There's no clouds. That is smog. Okay. Joburg smog. Says there's no clouds, just a bit grey. Yes, smog.
And clouds.
Shona.
Are you going to lie in front of a reverend? Well, well, well.
Repent now.
Well.
It is an opinion. It is not a lie. Good morning, Shona. What are we talking about this morning?
Today I'm actually looking at an analogy that's attributed to people such as Mark Twain, David Attenborough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we actually know who started it, but the theory is if you take 100 black ants and 100 red ants and put them in a jar, they're peaceful together. Nothing happens.
Right.
Shake the jar, the red ants and the black ants go to war, and they start to kill each other because they think the other's the enemy.
Ah.
Whereas in fact, obviously if you look at it, the enemy is the person who shook the jar.
Yes.
So if we bring it into our personal lives, let's say you're having a good day, you've done nothing wrong, you haven't offended anyone, you're just enjoying your day, and someone comes into your space and they start to rage and attack you and shout at you. Maybe, instead of reacting to that, you should ask yourself, who or what shook their jar? It could be, if we look at the who, a significant other. It could be their boss. If we look at what, maybe they're ill. Maybe someone in their family's ill. Maybe they had a really bad time in the traffic, like happened here the other day.
Mm.
Maybe someone cut them off. They saw road rage. There's a myriad of reasons, myriad of things that could have shaken their jar, causing them to behave in the way they are. And it's probably nothing to do with you. I think 9 times out of 10, it's nothing to do with you. It's something in their life, and we just don't know what's going on in their life.
Mm.
Maybe if we react like that, we should be asking who's shaking our jar and seeing if we need to change something or perhaps respond differently or not allow that person to affect us in that way so we react the way we do. Looking at families, often families fight each other. I see it a lot, obviously, as a priest. People come to me, there's family disputes. But if you look at the people who are fighting, it's probably not them. It's someone else who said something or done something in the family, and they've just picked up on that, and it's really not their fight. And I think we need to ask that. Is it our fight?
Mm.
Or is it, you know, twisted information? If we look at people in the traffic today, Parky, some of them are getting irritated because you shook their jaw and said there's no cloud cover, and they can see it perfectly.
It's smog.
Yes. And if we look at society, people fight each other, different languages, different cultures, different religions. And often, it's got nothing to do with the people who are actually fighting. It's who's shaking their jar, who's controlling them. Maybe they've got a limited worldview and they need to expand that.
Yes.
But it's not their fault because that's what they've been fed. So I think today I want us to just be aware that often what's going on in our world here, in our reality, in our lived experience, according to you, has nothing to do with us really. But sometimes it's to do with who's shaking our jar. So if you find someone today who's irritated, who attacks you, or if you're finding yourself irritated, ask the question, who or what is shaking the jar?
It's a very good point. And I have to say that, you know, just talking about lived experience, myself and Bunny can be having a perfectly good day, loving our life, and then someone comes into the studio and shakes our jar. Any idea who that might be?
None whatsoever.
No idea? No.
It might be the person on my left.
Oh, that's a horrible thing to say about Justin. He's just, you know, he's our producer. He's just trying to do his job.
Shona, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Shona is back with you on Sunday morning for a full 30 minutes between 6 and half past, and she's on our socials very shortly.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink. The freedom of the African sky.